Shloi Bagra. You could have a girl that's 12 years old, and she's not 12 and a half years old yet. She's not a Bageris. But she's a Yisayma. She doesn't have a father. Since she doesn't have a father, there's nobody to be made for her nether. Bageris, the case where she's 12 and a half years old, or Meister V and her father really died. So also it's a double case, because you don't need, either one would be enough. Nara, she could be 12 and a half years old. Bageris, or Meister Viha. So Ran 7 means like this. Nara means Vishasha Nodra. At the time when she made the neder, she was only 12 years old. She wasn't a Bageris yet. She's Shleibogra Dayin. V'yisayma b'chayuav. But she was already married once through Nisuyin. Therefore, she can't, the father cannot be Mefer the neder. That's called Nara. Yeah. Now, Bageris. Another case is Bageris or Mesovia. The Ran says, Shebishor, Shenodra, Hoist of Bageris. At the time when she made the neder, she was a Bageris. O Mesovia, Tahaini Yisema Mamish, that her father Mamish died. So the Hanas Tlosa Nami Mesovia Kailu. All these cases really is the case that her father died. And that's Prita. That when the father died, he's not alive to be made for the neder. Now, Nara, Shaloi Bogra, O Mesovia. You could have a real Nara, that she's only 12 years old, but since her father died, the father can't be made for the nether. Nara Shemei Savia, you have a Nara, the father died, whom is Shemei Savia Bogri, after the father died, she became a Bageris. So the Chura, there's two reasons why there's no Hafara now. She has no husband, she has no father, and also she's a Bageris. Or else Bageris, she became 12 and a half years old, the Yavia Kayim, and her father's still alive. But since she's a Bageris now, the father can't be made for the nether. Nara Bageris Ravia Kain. Could be she was a Nara when she made the neder, but later she became a Bageris. Once she became 12 and a half years old, even though the father was still alive, so what? The father cannot be made for that neder. So the kids, as we started off, really there are three categories there. It just says it over in 9 cases. We have Yehudu Aimer, Af, another case is Hamasya Bita Katana. You marry off your daughter when she's Ketana. She could be 3 years old, even 1 year old. Her father has the right to marry off his daughter, Midi Yeraisa. The father's das, the father's Kabbalah's Kedushin, helps Midi Yeraisa for his daughter. She could only be 1 year old also. V'nis Armano, then she became an Amona, the husband died. Oynis Gashir, also she received the get. V'chozer Etzloi, and she came back to the husband, Adayin Hinara. Even though she's called a Nara, still, the husband cannot be made for that neder. That Ran says, Ashminan, the Afilu was the Katana Kishinisais. Even though when she had Nisuyin, she was only a Katana. Still, Yotasa Meshusavia, like we learned before, that any time your daughter has Nisuyin with a man, that automatically takes her out of the Rishus of the father. And even though the husband dies later, she's only 3 years old, she does not come back to the Rishus of the father. The father cannot marry her off again. The father cannot sell her for no Maria. That's the lacha. Once your daughter has nisuyin, she goes out of the reshus of the father. This the Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda Marav. Zu Divir Rav Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda that says it in 9 cases. Avu Chachamim Oimrim Sholosh. The Chachamim say no, there are 3 cases. That's it. Ela Sholosh Narais Nidreim Kayamim. There are 3 types of girls that the father cannot be made for the nether. Bageris. One is a case where she became 12 and a half years old already. Once she's a Bageris, she also goes out of the reshus of the father. The father cannot be made for take away him adarim. Or else for Yisayma, the mamish, the father died. So Pshita, there's no father, nobody else can be made for. A brother or mother can't do it. Only the father could be made for his daughter's nadarim. When she's up to 12 and a half. Another case, the third case is the Yisayma b'chayav. In the case, even though the father is still alive, but Lamaisa, she already got married and she had nisuyin with a man. Now, even though she was a ketana or a nara, the father married her off and she had nisuyin. Once she has nisuyin, she goes out of the father's reshus. So even if the husband dies and she's still a nara, she does not come back to the father's reshus. That's called Yisayma b'chayav. Even though the Chaya, the father, is still alive, she has a lach like Yisayma. So these are the 3 cases that your daughter, the father, cannot be made for his daughter's nedarim. All right, turn over. So like you said before, the Yishalmi said, the reason why Yehuda, now Mishnah, makes nine cases out of it, is that really it's all extra. It's only l'chadid bo'as ha-tamidim, to make the tamidim sharp. Yeah, Mishnah says like this. If your wife says, koinein sheini nana liyab alavicha, your wife makes a neder that she cannot have any enjoyment from Laab, her father, or else to your father. She says it to her husband. Im oise ani apicha. She says to her husband, listen, if I do anything for you, I'm making myself an issa neder that I can't have enjoyment from your father or my father. Or else, she says like this, sheini nenes lechor, I'm not going to be able to have any enjoyment from you. She says to her husband, im oise ani apiyaba. If I do anything for my father, vi api avicha, or if I do anything for your father, you should know then I become also that I can't have enjoyment from you. So if your wife says a neder like this, our Mishnah says, Hareza Yefer, that the husband has the right to be made for this neder. This neder affects the husband. It's called Dvarim Shebino Lebeino. It affects the husband. It's not nice that a husband should have a wife that either his wife is not able to have enjoyment from her father or from his father. It causes problem. Like usually the father likes to give his daughter-in-law presents, or your father wants to give his own daughter presents. If your wife can't accept it, it makes problems in the house. So therefore, even though it's not directly to you, to the husband, it's only that your wife can't have enjoyment from her father or from your father, that's also considered nedarim shebeino lebeino, that bothers the husband, that the husband has a right to be made for it. This thing Gemara says, Tanya, sheini nenes li'aba uli avicha, that she can't, sheini nenes, I'm not going to have any hano from your father, from my father, that was a neder, imaniyais l'picha, if I do anything for you, for my husband, by the wife doing something for her husband, she makes a neder, she automatically becomes also not to have any enjoyment from her father or from her father-in-law. So such nedarim bothers the husband. Therefore, our Mishnah says the husband has a right to be made for it. Rabbi Nosson Noimer Lo Yefrim. Nosson says in such a case, no, the husband cannot be made for that neder. He also does not call Dvorim Shebino Lebeino. Since she's allowed to have enjoyment from her husband, just by doing something for her husband, she becomes also to do something for her father or for his father, that does not affect the husband. So Rabbi Nosson holds the husband cannot be made for the neder. But say no yefer, like we learned, like we just said, that yes, the husband could be made for this neder, because that bothers the husband. The husband doesn't like to have a wife that his wife can't have enjoyment from her father or from his father. Right, so what about if she says, netula nimina yehudim? That means she's also to live with any Jew. She says she's also netula, she's taken out. She's taken away from any Jew. If she lives with her husband, she says to her own husband that if she lives with you, with her husband, she becomes also to anybody else. Which means that even if she gets a get later, she won't be able to remarry to anybody else. So Rabbi Nosson Noimel Lo Yefer. Nosson says, so what? Lemaisa, well, who does she become also to? To everybody else, but not to her husband. To her husband, she's always mutter. So therefore, the husband has no right to be made for that nether. Not called worm shabinola beno, the husband cannot be made for the nether. The Chom Maimrim Yefer, the Chom says yes, she could be made for. So Ran says nearly, the Tana de Brisa Namin Nokan Hani Trey Gabin Ravusa, Tana Kan Ravusa Rabbonin. Yeah. Because in both ways, Ran speaks out both ways Lachadushim, whether these are called worm shabinola beno beno or not. That Reb Nosson holds lo yefer, it doesn't affect the husband himself, and the Chum says yefer, yes, that's called a neder beino lebeino. This does affect the husband. Smar says now, who God, where there was a man, the issasar haniyosa the almole, that he made an issar hanor from the world, inosiv issasar. If he marries a lady, he made a neder. Ran says sheosar alatzmoi hanoyas abrius. He made a nisa neder not to have enjoyment from anybody. In the siv nisasa, if he gets married to a lady, ki loy tanina shahayi roitza lil my Torah kaidim shisisha kadesh layizbato machmasa namina perakal kama the kedushin
Notice this person right now did not want to get married. He wanted to first sit and learn Torah before he gets married. I think Gemara says, after you get married, it's hard to learn. It's like you have a millstone around your neck, you can't go learn Torah. You have to take care of your wife, you can't sit down to learn Torah then. So therefore, it's supposed to learn Torah first and then get married. So this person, the kids, did not want to get married right now. So made a nisa nedra upon himself that if he does get married, he becomes also to have enjoyment from anybody in the world. So the ma'isa was, that was another. He says again, "Hu gavra di isasar haniyasa di almalei inasa visasa kilei tanina." They made the nether was if he marries before he learns, then he should become also to have enjoyment from anybody in the world. Kilei tanina hilchasa. If he did not learn halachas first, now that's what he wanted to do. This man wanted to first go to yeshiva and learn Torah. So he made a nether that he cannot, that if he gets married before he learns Hilchasa, that he should become also to have enjoyment from anybody in the world. So what happened was, Royit Begafa Vituvle. The kids, he tried everything he could to learn. For Layam Selamistan, and he couldn't learn. He was in yeshiva sitting there, trying to learn. Vice says he wanted to get married. But he knew what he had to do first is to learn first, and then he could get married. And he was trying all he could to learn, and it didn't go. He just didn't. There's a Moshe Leran says, Royit Begafa Vituvle. Means he took his stick and his bag with him. In other words, he worked with all his might, luma, to try and learn. Nothing went into his head. He had a fashtopta head. Nothing went in. He couldn't learn. Nothing went in. So also Ravacha bar Rafuna, the Shabshay, he fooled him. The Yintzavissa, and he let him get married. So Ran says he misled him. He says that from now on you won't be Yasser anymore. And therefore the interval he got married. He kedei sheyichal aneder. So mainly he got married. So what happened was v'sharke tina. And what he did was v'sharke tina, he threw like cement over him. V'sharke tina, the Ran says de laharoisoi should sorrow lebrias lialto. He like threw cement on top of him, or dirt on top of him, made him all dirty. In other words, that he has to come on to people to help him to clean his clothing. Now, the Asiya Lekayim of Rav Chisda, they brought him in front of Rav Chisda. Omar Rav says, Man Chochem Lemevet Kiyayim Milsa, who's so smart to do like this? Ilab the Ravacha Bar Rafuna. The Gavra Rabbu is a great person. The Ksavra, he holds like this, that Kiheche de Pligi Rabbon of Rab Nosan Bafora, the same way we have a Machlekes in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, between the Rabbon and Rab Nosan. If the husband could be made for his wife's Nadorim in such a case, Hochinani Pligi Bishaila. The same thing applies also by Shaila, if a Chochum could be matter these Nadorim or not. The same Machlekes now Mishnah applies over here also. All right, Mustafa. We'll go over this list tomorrow again. Tomorrow night, we'll go over this list tomorrow. Yeah, that's Pei Tes Amid Beis. Start the Mishnah again. Mishnah says again, Koinein Sheini Nena Liaba. If a wife makes a neder, she says that she should be also not to have enjoyment from her father, or else liyavicha, to her shever, to her father-in-law, imaisan liyapicha. That's what she says to her husband. That if I do something for you, if I do some work for you, make something for my husband, then I should become also to have enjoyment from my father or from your father. That's what she says. Or else she says, she'eni nenes lecho. She says there should be an issa neder that I can't have enjoyment from you, from my husband. If I do something for my father, so in these cases, or else if I do something for my father or for your father, then I should be also to my husband. So the Mishnah says, that the husband has a right to be made for the neder right now. Now the Ram speaks out, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the neder was not chal yet. The neder really didn't take place yet. She only said that if she does something for a husband, then she becomes also not to have enjoyment from her father. That's the ratio. But Lamaisa, she didn't do anything for her husband yet. So the neder really was not chal yet. So it's a chiddush in the Mishnah that even though the neder was not chal, like she only set a condition. She said, the neder will only be chal if I do something for my husband. And so far she didn't do anything for her husband. So the neder is not here yet. Still our Mishnah holds, Hareza Yefem, that the husband has a right to be made for that neder. Right now he can be made for the neder. Since she made it tonight, and the Chedusha Mar, since the Tanai and the Neder both have to do with either Inu Nefesh, or else it has to do with Dvorm Shevino Lebeino, so since it has to do with him and with her, or else the second part of the Neder is that she made a Neder, she can't have enjoyment from a husband, which is also Inu Nefesh. So in these cases, our mission holds that the husband could be made for the Neder right now.
Yeah,
so Mar says like this. Mar says, Tanya, we learned in a brisa like this. That really is a machlokes. We learned in a brisa, if she says, She'eini nenes li'aba li'avicha. If a wife says, she's making a nista neder that she can't have enjoyment from her father, or from a father-in-law, imani yaisa l'picha, with a tanai. If she does something for her husband, then she'll become usa to have enjoyment from her father or from her father-in-law. But so far, she did not work for her husband. So far the neder is not chal. Therefore, Rabbi Nosson Neiner lo yefer. Nosson says right now, the husband cannot be made for that neder. Since the neder was not chal yet, the husband can't be made for. The halach of afar is only after the wife makes the neder and the neder is chal, that's when the husband could be made for the neder. The chachamim oimrim no yefer. The chachamim, like it says in our Mishnah, that the husband could be made for right now. So the Ran speaks out here also in the Gemara. So I think this Braisa says two cases here. And it's the Chiddush both ways, just like in our Mishnah. He says here, the Ravusa Tanakam and the Ravusa the Rabbanon. That the first case is the Chiddush in the Rabbanon, the second was the Chiddush in the Rab Nosson. That the first case we just learned, Nodra Binu Nefesh. She made a Nedra Binu Nefesh. Like she can't have enjoyment from a father or from a father-in-law. Uk Rabbanon, the Srilu Banois Plenya Lainu Nefesh Evi. But the Chiddush here is the Nedra that she made is a neder of Inu Nefesh. Like she makes a neder, she can't have enjoyment from her father or from her father-in-law, which is Inu Nefesh. Ukidiyama Shmuel, like Shmuel said before. Now, tonight, the tonight was, when is she also to have enjoyment from her father? If she does something for her husband. So that's a tonight of Dvorm Shebinola Beino. Tahainu Imani Yoysel Epicha, the Ran says. So therefore, Sakot Adachan Mina Kivun the Tanai Bechad Gavno. The Nidra Bechad Gavno Harfil Rabbanon La Yefer. That will be a Havim in here. That since the Nedir itself is Inu Nefesh, she can't have enjoyment. And the Tanai is that she can't do for her husband, which is Dvorm Shebinola Beino. So maybe you can't be made for such a Nedir. Kamash Mulamno, the Chum says, Yefer. Now the next case is, if she says like this, Netula Ni Mina Yehudim. She says that she's also to all men. She's Ntula taken away from Jews. In other words, she's saying that she's also to live with any man. In Misham Shtecha. If she lives with a husband, the first time she lives with a husband, then she becomes also an Issa Neder not to live with anybody. That's the Neder and the Tana that she said. So in such a case, again, Rabbi Nosson Noyme Lo Yefer. Rabbi Nosson says right now, the husband cannot be made for this Neder. The neder is not chal, the din is lo yefer. Why? Because she didn't live with a husband yet. So therefore, so far, the neder is not chal. The Chachamim Maimrim, lo yefer. The Chachamim says, yes, he could be made for the neder. Even though the neder wasn't chal yet, but since right now she's stuck like, she can't live, if she does live with a husband, then she becomes also to everybody else. So not living with a husband is Dvar Shebino Leveno. And if she does live with him, then she becomes also to everybody, which is Inu Nefesh. So therefore the Chum say that the husband right now has a right to be Mefer. And the Ran says the Chiddush of the Sefer is that Rabbi Nosson argues in the Sefer and says still the husband cannot be Mefer. Why? And the Svari is Rabbi Nosson knows, Kivon Shadayin Lechal Mamish. Since the Neder was not Chal yet, she made it on a condition. If she lives with a husband, and she didn't live with a husband yet, therefore the neder is not chal, therefore Rav Nosson says that the husband cannot be made for the neder yet. Now the Gemara says, it happened a story, Ahu Garva, there was a man. The Yisusar Haniyosa the Al Malay. He made an Issa Neder to say that he's also to have enjoyment from anybody in the world, if he gets married, before he learns halacha. We spoke out, but the Ran says, this person wanted to go learn, become a Talmid Chacham, so he wanted to make sure that he would not get married first, because if you're married, it's hard to learn. So therefore, he made a neder that he is also to have enjoyment from anybody in the world if he gets married before he becomes a Talmid Chacham. Now again, this is a Shaila, Vuchurbi Machlaikis, Reb Nosson and the Rabbanin, could we do anything for this neder? Could we make a Shaila? Because so far the neder was not chal. As long as he did not get married to a lady, his neder is not chal, he's not also to anybody in the world. So what happened here? So Maisa was royit the gaf of a tublina. He ran with his stick, the Ran says, a makol of a tamila in his pocket, and his wallet. In other words, it meant to say this person went to learn Torah and tried his best. He was mishtadl to learn, but the Maisa was, the Gemara says, lo yamsi lemisni. It didn't help, he was not able to learn. So the kid said, this person was not able to learn, so it comes out, if he would get married now, then he becomes also to have enjoyment from anybody in the world. So really what he should do is, he should be shoyel, he should have went to a chacham to be matur his neder right now. Like really this person wanted to learn first, but he saw he just can't do it. So now, what should he do now? Now the Eastern neder tells him that if he gets married, he'll be also to have enjoyment from the whole world. And he doesn't want that to happen. So really what he should do is go to a chacham to be matur the neder right now. But to be matzah the neder right now, the neder was not chal yet. The neder was just that if he gets married, then he becomes offered to the whole world. But he didn't get married yet. So the neder was not chal yet. So the chura, some say, there's no eitzah right now. So therefore what happened was, also Ravacha Barafuna Vishabshei V'intzavayisasa. Ravacha Barafuna came around and heard about this person. Vishapsha means he made it, Rashi says, the Ran says he told. He misled him. Because he told him that you're allowed to get married now. He misled him. He told him, don't worry about your neder. He told him, look, you tried to learn, so therefore you're allowed to get married. And really that's a choice. Because the neder was that if he gets married before he knows how to learn, he's lost on the whole world. So the kids of Ravacha bar Rav Yaakov fooled him and told him to get married. So he got married. Well, now that he got married, Lechura, now the neder is chal. Now that he got married, his neder is, he's not allowed to have enjoyment from anybody. So what did Ravacha do?